So we take you now to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where do you leak meat seed? Archie the man, just speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. I'm glad you called. Look, how would you like to see Mrs. Duffy in a Raymond coat? With a sable girdle and mink garters. It'd be a good excuse to set a trap. Well, what I'm talking about is I want to make you rich, Duffy. I want you to take a flyer with me into the seminar industry. Huh? Well, Duffy, there's big dough in it. A guy like you could have a mansion in Beverly Hills, big cars, personal valet so you don't have to soak your own feet. Huh? A swimming pool? You could have two of them, Duffy. You could keep water in one and Mrs. Duffy in the other. Well, I'm telling you, this movie deal would be terrific for you. You see, I put up my brain, and you match it with your money. It wouldn't have to take much money. Huh? You'll think it over? Okay, Duffy, that's good enough for me. Hey, Eddie, guess what? I just talked Duffy into putting up the dough for me next picture.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What's the idea to whisper?
I didn't want to wake you up. You were having such a beautiful dream.
Duffy put up the money.
Well, why not? I'm putting up my talent, ain't I? Eddie, you admit I got talent, don't you? Eddie, do you admit it or don't you?
You want that question answered man to man or on a labor management basis? Is this the same crummy picture that you was trying to sell to Alan Ladd last week?
Well, yeah, but I had to change it. I didn't figure Alan Ladd was big enough to support me.
Well, who is?
That's just it. There ain't nobody. So I have wrote this new story just about myself. It's the story of my life, you know.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. Will you excuse me while I go put out the garbage?
Never mind about the garbage. Ain't you interested in hearing me life story?
Well, okay. Six of one, half dozen the other. All right. I'll listen.
Well, since you insist, here it is. It's a Horatio Alger story. It tells how Archie, the ragged street urchin, went from poverty and rags to become the Archie that he is today.
Not much action, is there?
You ain't heard it yet. You see, it starts out with me environment. Scene one shows me as a baby in me nursery, you know, where I'm laying in me little castanet. So me father, a gay, dashing hod carrier, is bending over me. So I look up at him and realizing all he has done for me, I start to cry. So he decides to walk the floor with me. So he picks me up, lays me tenderly in his hod, and he waltzes me around the room.
Yeah. That sounds like a great part for Fred Astaire.
Astaire could never play it. My father was strictly a flatfoot waltzer. Well, anyway, suddenly, my mother comes home after a hard day at Roseland, see? Her feet are black and blue. You know, we're doing a picture in Technicolor. So Mater says to the old man, she says, Fred, I got sad news. I lost me job today. I refused to do the shimmy. So the old gent says, don't worry, Millie. We don't need that lousy 10 cents a dance. We have other treasures. And with a tear in his eye, he points to me laying up there in the hod. And he says, we have riches. We have our rhinestone. Ain't that a sad opening, Eddie?
Miserable.
I thought you'd like it. Well, in the next scene, I go from there to the tender years of me obsolescence, see? When I began to search, began to grope for the mystery of life. The in-between age, you know, when I was too tall for keyholes and too short for transoms. The age of confusion, when I was grasping, when I didn't know where to go.
Is it too late for suggestions?
To continue, I didn't know which way to go, but suddenly it comes to me. I hear the call of Thespia. Active blood pounds at me pulse. My nostrils get filled by the smell of the grease ball. I have been called.
Put on your shoes, Mother. This is where we came in.
Eddie, please, once in a while, couldn't you keep that dopey mouth shut?